Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning throughout the Delaware Valley, and certainly a big day. 76ers playoff game day. Game 5 tonight. Sixers and the Hawks. This series tied up at 2-2. We'll see what Embiid can give him tonight. Hopefully his knee's in better shape tonight. We'll see. Phils lose last night to the Dodgers, and they lose more than just a game. Jean Segura hurt. He's, I would imagine, going to go on the injured list. Bryce Harper also hurt, maybe to the injured list, maybe not. Probably not. They're currently calling it day-to-day, but not good that he's banged up again. We got a big show on tap for you today. Ray Dittinger with us, AMA today. A couple chances for you to win $1,000. All of it here, including your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, bud.
Good to see you, Joe. Like, I forgot your name for a second there.
I mean, yeah, I was almost said, but when I was out,
I almost said
was
hi,
Joe.
Ben.
Well,
Ben.
I almost called Joe Ben.
Ben Simmons.
I've just lost track of you.
Benny Hill.
It's like I see you so little.
Okay, one day.
Hope you had a nice day off, there, yeah, well, buddy. Yeah.
Just didn't show up. You know, after a Sixers game, playoff game. No,
yeah,
biggie.
Pretty,
all good.
Pretty.
Hey, the NBA. That's the NBA's fault for planning the playoffs during the summer. Vacation.
The reason I called you Ben is because I was thinking Ben and Jerry's. Okay. Ben and Jerry's was going to be a bagel company, but apparently the equipment to make bagels was too expensive. So they took a $5 ice cream course that was being offered at Penn State.
Wild.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Pretty fortuitous there, huh?
I would say so. I would say so. I like it. I'll tell you what I don't like, and let's get into it at 215-592-9494. And it is, of course, a game day of the Sixers, which I do like, playoff game day. We want to hear from you on that. Ben Simmons has got to answer the bell, being more aggressive and shooting, all that stuff, and we'll see what Joel Embiid can do. John, something I don't like is, you know, Phils lose last night. It was late. It was one of those Dodgers games. You know, we always know when the Phils play the Dodgers, the Giants, or the Padres, probably less people watch or listen just because it's so late at night. These games that end after midnight. But the reality is they lose. The Phils 5 games back. They also have lost momentum now from last week when they were, you know, I don't want to say riding high, but they were riding higher than they had been. But also last night,
they were definitely riding high.
Higher. Yeah,
winning,
I mean,
back to back to back.
I know.
Walk off to walk off to walk off. That was amazing.
But Segura hurt last night and Harper hurt again. And I just want to get into this Bryce Harper thing here. I'm curious where people stand at 215-592-9494. Because I said this last year, and there were not many people that agreed with me when I said it then. And I'm curious if people have changed, if you've changed your mind now. Because to me, this is like so many other instances where there's a visionary component here. And frankly, you know, I guess sometimes ahead of my time.
Wait, what is you're saying that you are a visionary? You're trying
that.
To disguise
yeah.
that? Like, no, you just tried to say it and, like, slip it by.
Oh,
you just said, essentially, I, Joe DeCamera, am a visionary.
Well, I told you something last year.
You said it like, oh, there's a visionary component here that I don't know if people recognize. You're trying to say you're a visionary.
I am, actually.
And you're wrong.
And let me tell you why I'm a visionary, ladies and gentlemen. Because last year I told you this, and most people disagree with me. If it was possible, if you could just, you know, slip on those Dorothy Ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz and have the power to click those slippers and then say, you know what, Phils, let's just undo the Bryce Harper deal. Let's just undo the whole thing. And you get out from under it. You just get out from the deal. You don't have Harper. You don't have the money. You have to, you don't, I mean, you have the money. You don't have to pay him all the money you owe him. You just click those ruby red slippers. And I'm curious where people stand at 215-592-9494 because he got hurt again yesterday. And I've been telling people and telling you and telling you and telling you that this contract is going to be a is already, but really is going to become a disaster for the Phils. And it's a shame because, you know, when he plays, he's a really good player. He's not a truly exceptional player. Let's not give him top 10 status in Major League Baseball. He's not that. He's probably, frankly, not in the top 15. You can make the case he's not even the best Phil anymore because to the extent that he was, and I think he was a month or so ago, I think you can make the case Zach Wheeler's passed him. I mean, the reality is he gets hurt a lot, and it's his back. And he's owed a tremendous amount of money. And I was trying to tell people this last year, and people weren't buying it.
Oh, you were a visionary.
I was a visionary.
That his back.
I mean, John. John, if you,
then,
if
I didn't,
if you could undo the well, the part of most part of that last year, John, was he's just not that good. He's good. He's good. Really good player. He's not that good. He's not elite, and he's owed an incredible amount of money. And the injuries are obviously piling up, and they're happening on some routine baseball things like swing a bat. Now he's got 10 and a half seasons left on his deal. And I know there's a lot of people last night that, you know, might have missed the game. He got injured. The first at bat he had, you could tell he was grimacing. And then the second at bat he has it, you could tell he's affected again, and then they pull him out of the game in fifth inning. John, if you could undo this deal, let me put it one more way, and then curious where you stand. John, if you could trade Bryce Harper for nothing. You trade
what
him.
Do you mean? No.
You trade him for nothing. Meaning the other team takes the contract, and then you have all this money to spend. Wouldn't you do that?
No way.
Why not?
Because his salary is commensurate with what we're getting from him, a great player when he's healthy, and he hasn't been healthy. And we all know this year a lot has been made of the fact that Joe Girardi was disguising the fact that Bryce was playing hurt for a lot of the year. Don't you remember what it was like whatever that was, 6 weeks in. 6 weeks in.
He played very well for the first month.
And you started saying things like, Bryce was amazing. You know, and we all said, you're not allowed. As soon as things aren't quite amazing, which is the case in baseball all the time, it is a game of failure.
Yep.
You're going to jump off this bandwagon.
I was never on it.
Harper was excellent. You were saying he needs to hit over 300, and he was hitting over 300.
Yeah, but he's not.
You were saying he needs to hit home runs, and he was hitting home runs.
Not enough.
And then he got hurt, Joe. He's hurt.
I know he's hurt.
He's got a back. I know. Like, let's let that get fixed. Let's allow this to, you know, heal. And then we will still have our star. He is our star. He is still our best player. We also have JT Realmuto because of him. We also have an owner who's willing to spend in part because of the commitment that he made to Bryce Harper. I truly believe that. He's had an unlucky year. A back is nothing to mess around with.
He's had a litany of
situations that worked against him. Gets hit in the face, you know, gets clanged off the wrist.
Yep.
His back has been an issue. When your back's bad, nothing is right.
And that's why he's been struggling with that. Part of why this is a disaster.
So what, you don't pay a superstar because he might hurt his back?
You go get a different one.
Come on.
If you had the money to spend, you go. Or you know what you could do, John.
Oh,
with
that'd
the money?
Be great. Just swap guys out, John, when they get hurt. This, you know, and by the way, the pieces that you would get for whatever it is, $25 million a year, $27 million a year, would not be better than the superstar aura that Bryce Harper brings
it's
to the Phillies.
Here we go. It's the aura.
Players want to be here. Fans want to be here. Again, John Middleton wants to spend more willingly than he did in the past. He got this city reinvigorated for baseball.
No, he did, actually. Well, he did. He did briefly. John, they don't draw. If it's not a Yankee series, they get 15,000.
And he's hurt.
Look, they're a 500-ish team. They're either a little above 500 or a little below 500, but they're a 500-ish team. He's not been a star player.
So you want to be a less than 500-ish team without a superstar?
I would reallocate the money. And again, this is unfortunate.
So what are you going to get?
What are you gonna get?
What do you think you can get that's better than Bryce Harper for $25 million a year?
Good question. Let me break it down this way. And again, I'm curious where everyone stands on all this at 215-592-9494. If you agree with me now, if you could put on Dorothy's ruby red slippers and just tap your feet together, and then say, okay, the deal is no more, and would you do it? And you know, put another way, would you trade Bryce Harper for nothing? Like, I would trade him for a baseball. And I don't mean that disrespectful, like he's a bad player.
Well, it's disrespectful.
The contract would go with him. So if a team calls me, if I'm the Phillies, and say, hey, Phillies, we'll take Bryce Harper off your hands, we'll give you a baseball, I would do the deal. And let me address, John, what you just asked when you said, what would you spend the money on? And again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. First off, let's just go through a couple facts, and then, John, I'm going to answer that question. He makes $25,384,615 a year. He makes $25.3 million per year. He's currently 28 years old. He's supposed to be in the prime of his career now. He's injured pretty frequently. He has 10 and a half years left on his contract. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat that. He has 10 and a half years left on his contract. Let's just say you push aside the next 3 months. Let's just focus on the next 10 years, okay? Forget the half a year. The next 10 years, Bryce Harper is owed by the Phillies, guaranteed money, by the way, $253,846,154. He is owed $253 million for the next 10 years. And he's got a bad back. And he's not that good. He's good. He's not that good. And he hasn't made an all-star game with the Phillies. He's not going to make this one this year. I mean, you know, he's got 18 RBIs this year for the Phillies. What would I spend the money on? I'm glad you asked that, John, because I actually prepared three different categories that I'd spend the money on if I'm the Phillies. Number one, other players. Yeah, right. Other players.
Well, Number two.
If I were the Phillies, what do I think would be a better investment of $253 million over the next 10 years? I'd hire the 20 best scouts in Major League Baseball.
You understand that lump sum, because it is such a lump sum, because it was over 13 years, that allows the Phillies major savings on his per-year contract.
Team-friendly deal. That's the argument.
You understand
right?
that, right?
Team-friendly,
you understand
right?
that he's not even in the top 20 of salaries in Major League Baseball now.
Because they
you think in 10 years, he's not going to be in the top 100.
John, he's not going to be a top 100 player when he's 39 years old. They're paying him.
So then it's commensurate.
No, it's not commensurate. You're viewing it through an average annual salary.
Salaries
point.
Are going to go up.
I know that I agree with. I understand that. But
right now, the best players are making $35+ million a year,
and he's
making 25.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I heard you say it, John. I've heard James say it. You've referred to the Harper deal and I know you have, a quote, team friendly deal. It's nonsense. It's not team friendly when a guy is owed money until he's 39 years old, and that money for the next 10 years is $253 million, and he hasn't made an all-star team with this.
I guess
when
you're closed-minded and you refuse to see the truth in the matter, that $25 million a year for a superstar is a savings in Major League Baseball.
And back to your question of what I'd spend the money on. Obviously, players. Number two, I mean it. If I were the Phillies, and I'm sure scouts have contracts, I imagine they do, you know, not 13-year deals probably, I would try to find a way in the next few years to hire the 20 best baseball scouts in the whole country. 20 best. And by the way, I'd probably still have $20 million left. I would hire the 20 freaking best scouts in the country and say, yo, scout me up for the next 10 years. So that's what I would do. What else would I do? I'd build the greatest, grandest baseball academies overseas that the world has ever seen. I would get players in the Dominican Republic, in Cuba, in Puerto Rico, in Asia. I'd get the 12-year-old kid to dream about being a Philadelphia Philly. I'd build the grandest academies you've ever seen and try to convince the
this
next
generation. This is such a fairy tale idea. John, like these are things that you know you can do anyway,
but they,
even with Bryce.
I agree you can do anyway, but we know they have a limit on how much they'll spend. Because we have been met by this time and time again as Phillies fans, that they'll spend a certain amount. And by the way, they do spend a lot. Phillies entered the season this year fifth in baseball and payroll. So that's not shabby. But we know there is a point where they say no more, as evidenced by the fact they didn't have a legitimate fourth starter, fifth starter. out of the gate this year. They weren't willing, whatever year that was, 2 years ago, to go a little extra more for Kimbrel or for Keuchel. Like, there's always a, yeah, we'll spend, but then we're going to draw a line. And what I'm telling you is when you spend for the next 10 years, again, I'm not even really focusing on the next half of this year. The next 10 years, $253 million on a player who's 28, who's seemingly starting the process of breaking down physically, and he's under contract for 10 years for over $250 million?
You can't say he's seemingly in the process of breaking down.
John,
he's 28 years old.
His back is...
He's got a back thing.
Yeah, and that's a real problem.
And you know what? He's being proactive about it. This offseason, he changed the way he throws.
Did it work?
To help preserve his back.
Did it work?
No.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it won't. That doesn't mean he won't figure that out. That doesn't mean he won't have better luck in future seasons with the injury bug. This has been a horrendous year for the, you know, just circumstance for Bryce Harper once again.
He's supposed to be in the prime right now, age 28 of his career. He's got 18 RBIs. It's June 16th. Let's go to the phones.
And he hasn't played, and you need other guys to get on base to hit RBIs.
You know, that's part of it. That's part of it. Let's go to the phones. Where do you stand in all this? 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Harper deal, would you? I certainly would. 76ers as well. Huge game tonight. I'm not going to call it a must-win, but I do think it's – I mean, we all know it's a big deal. Look, it's very simple. If Joel Embiid's healthy, the Sixers are flat-out going to win the series. If he, I mean, when I say healthy, if he's healthy enough to give them, you know, a relative Embiid, you know, perform – you know, the normal Embiid-type thing, relatively close, then they're going to win the series. If he's not, then they might lose the series. I mean, it's as simple as that.
I'm not worried
about this series. I'm not very worried either, John. But I will say – if Embiid can't answer the bell tonight physically, whether it's pain or limited mobility, then that would be a problem. Let's go to the phones on all this. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Mark right now. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you making out?
Doing all right, Mark.
Good, buddy.
John, I got to tell you, I think you're totally wrong on this one, and Joe is right. If you got to look back, I wasn't a fan of when they signed that deal for 13 years or whatever, but if you look back on it, first season he was there. I mean, your return on investment is not really what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy to, what, hit 30 home runs, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, how about 285, 35 homers and 118 RBIs? It hasn't been.
That's what you're paying for, right?
Totally. Yeah.
Right. Now, as far as the money, like you're talking about, what I would say to do is fire everyone, whoever works for the Phillies who's a scout, and hire everyone from the Tampa Bay Rays. That team does more with less than anyone. They're always in the playoffs. They're always up top in their division, and they have, like, the lowest payroll all the time. I mean, that's what the Phillies need to do. There's money they can spend on.
Well, that's the thing, and it's a shame, Mark, because he is a really good player when he's healthy, but he's not healthy enough. But if you notice, I said he's a really good player. I didn't say he's a truly elite player because he's not.
He's not a superstar.
He's
like
not.
He's not a superstar.
No. And he's certainly not. And Mark, appreciate the call.
He is a superstar. He has had circumstance work against him. And he just said in his call,
what?
I didn't like the deal when they signed him.
Yep.
It's very easy if you didn't like the deal, if you were one of those like Joe DeCamera who said, This is exorbitant. This is way too much money to be spending out for 13 years. Yes, you can justify that by saying, look, the production's not there. But then if you liked the deal, you can also say, hey, last year, extrapolate that out. I mean, he ends up having what would have been a 35 home run season if it's a normal length season.
Yeah, but he batted 268 last year. I mean, he's got to pick that stuff up, John. Now, to his credit, he did to an extent this year.
He was fifth in Major League Baseball getting on base last year.
I understand he was good on base. He was also last year 60th in batting average. He was 23rd in slugging percentage. He was 43rd in RBIs. He was 26th in home runs. I mean, you know, I go back and forth with you on this all day. You want to pick a stat and say, look, he does some good things. But when
it's very easy to justify this, he's not worth it, because the lump sum is a massive lump sum.
Well, it is massive.
But you are short-sighted when you say that he's overpaid because of
overpaid.
Where he's going to sit in 7 years. In 7 years, if he's productive, he's a bargain. The lump sum feels gigantic, but that's the cost of doing business with a guy who is a draw. He himself is a draw.
Limited. 15,000.
Limited.
15,000 is what they had before the Yankee series.
Bryce Harper piques people's interest.
That's what
in
we.
Baseball.
That's what we thought. I mean, you know, is he more interesting?
He absolutely does.
Than
think
Nick
about.
Williams?
Think
of, yes.
Think about the jersey sales. Think about that. Think
but
about.
But John, they're not winning.
And that will help when they do win.
Oh boy, let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, what do you make of all this, man?
I think you're a little short-sighted, Joe. But first, John, how you doing? Good. Don't worry about it, John. I came to your defense.
Chris, I feel like we haven't heard from you in like 3 months. Where you been?
Dude, man, I'm around. But, you know, I just got a life going on, trying to get life figured out.
All
32
right.
years old. I got a lot going on. I got to focus. So
okay.
I always listen to you guys. But I think tonight is a must-win for the Sixers first. So I will say that. But, you know, Joe, you're killing me. Did you enjoy post-Ryan Howard, Utley, and Rollins era? Did you enjoy Freddie Galvis and Cesar Hernandez? I mean, I remember a time where I was actually interested in Darren Ruffin, what he could be after those guys moved on. Dude, you're killing me. Bryce Harper, you just kind of double-talked yourself when you a second ago. You said when he's healthy, when he's productive, yeah, he's a draw. That alone is.
Well, I didn't say that. He's like a mini draw. I mean, you can't, Chris. You can't sell me on this. He's a draw thing. When before the Yankee series, they were getting 15,000 people. You can't. I mean, I understand he's more of a draw than Nick Williams was in right field. Okay, I get that. But let's not act like this master plan of we signed Bryce Harper, we're going to have 35,000 people there all the time has worked out. It hasn't. There are 500
types. Who's to say there wouldn't have been 5,000 people in the stands if Bryce weren't here?
Because there's never 5,000. That's too small.
Oh, go back to when they had Hernandez and Freddie Galvis playing the field.
Right.
He barely could draw 12,000.
Well, the teams were terrible. They were really bad baseball teams.
I have one point I did want to make.
What?
The Phillies, when they signed him, everybody was saying, oh, they got out ahead of it. They got before the contracts got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you had to go find.
It was a false narrative, Chris. It was a false narrative.
Oh, think about Mike Trout. How many people would have thrown the kitchen sink if Mike Trout to bring him to Philadelphia? Yeah. Whatever it took, you write the check, Mike. No, people were actually crazy enough to do that, Joe, and give Bryce Harper more than the $300 million. No, we need to take a step back and say this. Like John said, wait 7 years and see where we're at then. And then
Chris, I want to ask you one. I want to ask you one question, because you've been a great caller through the years. You're a good dude. I met you. You're a reasonable guy. I know you are. Let me ask you this: Do you really believe, Chris, that a $330 million deal that goes until a player's 39, as Seltzer and Richie were saying there for a couple of years, is actually a quote team friendly deal? You really believe that?
No, but Ryan Howard. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Ryan Howard Howard turned in, and Chris Bryce had to call. Ryan Howard turned into a bad deal because he got injured and he couldn't deliver. By the way, Harper's, you know, getting injured. Now, he hasn't had an Achilles, nothing as serious as Ryan Howard had, but come on, that should be evidence enough that you should be real concerned about this deal.
Come on, man. It's amazing to me that you can't see it's a value when he's making 25 and there's a guy making 37. You know, like when there are guys making 35, 36. This is a forward-thinking approach, and it is, to some degree, putting your faith in Bryce Harper. You're the Phillies. You put your faith in the notion that he is going to do the little things to make sure that the injuries don't keep him off the field for longer than they should, that he can bounce back from those injuries. He has shown us that he does everything right, like off the field.
Oh,
he does everything.
He's trying.
He's doing everything that you would expect from your superstar. It's just that circumstances worked against him thus far.
All right, 215-592-9494 for everyone weighing on that. Also, the 76ers coming up. Got some thoughts related to the series. We'll hit that as well. Phone calls also. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.